Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, February 22nd, 2022. I'm Jen Cutter. Spotify's car thing is now available for anyone in the U.S. to purchase directly from Spotify. The dedicated player for the streaming service costs $89.99 and requires a premium subscription to use in a vehicle. The device was available to a limited testing pool since last April and no longer needs an invite to get one. The car thing connects through an aux jack or Bluetooth and requires a power source while acting as a touchscreen controller for the service. The European Union filed a dispute with China with the World Trade Organization, alleging European holders of mobile patents are unable to protect their intellectual property rights due to restrictions in Chinese courts. The suit claims Chinese companies are using mobile patents without compensation or permission and preventing patent holders from obtaining royalties due to anti-suit injunctions, which ban patent holders from enforcing their patent in foreign courts. The IRS announced taxpayers in the U.S. will not be forced to use facial recognition or biometric data to access their accounts online, and users can opt for a live virtual interview for identity authentication instead of registering for an ID.me account. This update comes a few weeks after the agency faced pressure over privacy concerns. The IRS states existing biometric data obtained from users will be permanently deleted over the course of the next few weeks. OpenSea is facing a $1 million lawsuit over stolen Bored Ape NFTs as a former ape owner claims the company knew about a bug and refused to halt trading to address it. Timothy McKimmy's complaint alleges he didn't list his Bored Ape for sale, yet a hacker was able to purchase it for 0.1 Ethereum, approximately $26, and relist it for 99 Ethereum, approximately $250,000. This inactive listing exploit on the OpenSea platform cost multiple users up to $1.8 million, and the company has reportedly been approaching victims to settle at a lower price than the NFT's expected worth. McKimmy is seeking a jury trial and attorney's fees in a civil suit. A source tells Taiwan's DigiTimes that semiconductor producers TSMC are reportedly experiencing difficulties with 3-nanometer process yields, and the issue may cause customers to extend use of 5-nanometer process nodes, possibly impacting companies like AMD and NVIDIA. TSMC has not addressed the claims, asserting it is on track with good progress. According to a report from Business Insider, TV streaming platform Roku is looking to make TV hardware, expanding on their existing software deal and dongles business. Roku's OS is the number one smart TV OS, and in the last earnings call, the CFO said supply constraints were a factor in missing growth goals. A Roku spokesperson said the company doesn't comment on rumors or speculation. Tesla CEO Elon Musk, through his attorney, accused the SEC of leaking information about a federal investigation as retaliation for public criticism of the federal regulators. The attorney did not specify which investigation or what info was leaked. This letter comes 4 days after Musk alleged the SEC was harassing him through continued investigations and attempting to chill his right to free speech. In September 2018, the SEC charged Musk with making false and misleading statements after a Twitter post stating he secured funding for a Tesla buyout at $420 per share, a deal which did not materialize. Microsoft is experimenting with two methods to warn Windows 11 users when the OS is installed on unsupported hardware. Latest test builds show a watermark on the desktop wallpaper stating system requirements not met, as well as a similar warning on the Settings app landing page. The desktop watermark is similar to the one that appears on an unactivated Windows install. There does not appear to be any feature restrictions with the warning at this time. BBC News reports OnlyFans is alleged to have bribed an unidentified social media company in order to disable accounts of adult performers working for rival websites by placing their content in a terrorism database. Rival site FanCentro began legal action in the US against OnlyFans owner and payment company last November, but has been unreported until now. An OnlyFans spokesperson said the company was aware of the claims, but they have no merit. The Financial Times reports Virgin Hyperloop fired 111 employees, almost half the workforce, and abandoned the idea of making its system ready for passengers to instead focus on moving cargo. A spokesperson confirmed supply chain issues and COVID-19 contributed to the shift in business plans. And Sony continues to drop info about the PlayStation VR 2 one tiny bit at a time, now revealing the actual look uses the same white and black colors as the PlayStation 5. The headset includes a lens adjustment dial, new vent, a slight reduction of weight compared to the original, and connects to the system with a single USB cable. The VR2 supports haptic feedback, 4K HDR, eye tracking, 110-degree field of view, foveated rendering, and 90/120Hz frame rates. The only game announced specifically for the headset at this time remains Horizon Call of the Mountain. Price and release date are currently unknown. For more discussion on the tech news of the day, subscribe to the Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, where you can also find the show notes and links to every headline. Please remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines on your podcast service of choice. From everyone here at Daily Tech Headlines, thanks for listening.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hey, welcome to the Next Wave podcast. Consider us your chief AI officer in your business. My name is Matt Wolf. I have the number one YouTube channel in the AI space. I also run futuretools.com, and I'm joined by my co-host, Nathan Lands, founder of lore.com. We want to bring you the latest AI news and trends, show you how you can use AI in your business and personal life, and help make it super easy for you to understand and execute. We're going to equip you with the knowledge to thrive in this upcoming wave of change.